here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 15th of July, 2017. It's the birthday of Iris Murdoch, born in Dublin, 1919, raised in London. Her father was English. His cavalry regiment was stationed in Dublin during World War I. On his way to church one Sunday, he heard a girl sing in the church choir, and he married her. Iris was an only child. She had a happy home life. She described her family as a perfect trinity of love. Her mother always singing. Her father liked to talk about books with his daughter. And she felt, even as a young girl, that she would be a writer one day. Studied philosophy, Oxford, Cambridge, became a lecturer at Oxford, studied the work of Jean-Paul Sartre, whom she had met, especially his fiction. And she wrote her first novel, Under the Net, which years later was named one of Modern Library's 100 best English language novels of the 20th century. She went on to write 25 more novels, including The Bell, The Black Prince, and The Sea, The Sea. She wrote, "It is difficult in life to be good and difficult in art to portray goodness." And yet, Alyosha in The Brothers Karamazov and the grandmother in Proust's novel do exist. She married a scholar named John Bailey. They lived in a cottage stuffed with books and dirty laundry, empty wine bottles, old newspapers. She had many affairs with men and women. And in a memoir, John Bailey wrote, "In early days, I always thought it will be vulgar to give any indications of jealousy, but she knew it was there, and she soothed it just by being the self she always was with me, which I soon knew to be wholly and entirely different from any way that she was with other people." It's the birthday of Thomas Bulfinch, born in Newton, Massachusetts, 1796, who preserved Greek and Roman myths, the legends of King Arthur, Robin Hood, and other British folk tales in Bulfinch's mythology. It's the birthday of the French philosopher Jacques Derrida, founder of deconstruction, born on this day in Elbiar, Algeria, 1930, who generally refused to define deconstruction, except to say that it takes place as the experience of the impossible. Author of more than 40 very dense books, including Resistances of Psychoanalysis and The Animal That Therefore I Am, famous for saying there is nothing outside the text. Here's a poem for today by Twyla M. Hansen, Trying to Pray. With my arms raised in a V, I gather the heavens and bring my hands down slow together, press palms and bow my head. I try to forget the suffering, the wars, the ravage of land that threatens songbirds, butterflies, and pollinators. The ghosts of their wings flutter past my closed eyes as I breathe the spirit of seasons, the stirrings in soil, trees moving with sap. With my third eye, I conjure the red fox, its healthy tail, recount the good of this world, the farmer tending her tomatoes, the beans dazzled green al dente in butter, salt and pepper, cows munching on grass, the orb of sun gold from which all bounty flows. Trying to Pray by Twyla M. Hansen from Rock, Tree, Bird, published by the Backwaters Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Magoosh, online test prep for the ACT, SAT, GMAT, GRE, LSAT, and MCAT. Prep smart, go far, enjoy the ride at magoosh.com. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.